More lies coming out of this White House, this time with video reportedly showing live bats at the Wuhan Virology Institute lab. That's right, contradicting the lies that are being told by the World Health Organization. The Wuhan Institute of Virology, where we now believe that COVID-19 clearly came from, had live bats inside the Chinese biosafety level 4 laboratory in recent years, according to unearthed video revealed by Sky News Australia. This discovery directly contradicts what the World Health Organization, which has been nothing more than a proxy for the Chinese Communist government and their propaganda and their investigators, which said earlier this year about the origins of COVID-19, dismissing the notions that this could have come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The World Health Organization called it a notion as baseless as a conspiracy theory. Yeah. The eye-opening report includes footage said to be taken from inside the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The video allegedly shows bats being held in a cage at the Wuhan lab. Another purported scene from inside the premises shows a scientist feeding a worm to a bat. Live bats inside the Wuhan. Peter Daszak was named to the WHO investigation team sent to China in January to investigate the origins of COVID-19. This, quote, investigator of the WHO, Daszak, is the president of the nonprofit research organization Echo Health Alliance, which receives grants from the NIH. That's the organization that, Fauci's over. The National Institute of Health. Echo Health and Echo Health's bat research in China was entirely funded, we now know, through the $3.7 million NIH grant. This reporting is now coming from NPR. They say a small portion, about $76,000 per year, was used to pay the Wuhan lab for its on-the-ground, quote, work. Daszak personally thanked Dr. Fauci for dismissing the possibility that the origin of the coronavirus pandemic may have been from a lab leak, according to these leaked emails from Fauci. Quote, I just want to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin from COVID-19 from a bat to human spillover. The email goes on to say, not a lab leak release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Daszak wrote in that email to Fauci, quote, from my perspective, your comments are brave, and coming from your trusted voice will help dispel the myths being spun around the virus origins, quote unquote. He has worked closely with the Wuhan Institute of Virology to test bats for coronaviruses with the potential to spill over into people. That's what the science journal Nature wrote about Daszak in December of 2020. Let me read that for you again, because this is how much lying is going on. In December of 2020, the science journal Nature wrote about this guy who was personally chosen to go and investigate the origins of the coronavirus in Wuhan. They wrote about this guy, this zoologist, Daszak, quote, he has worked closely with the Wuhan Institute of Virology to test bats for coronaviruses with the potential to spill over into people. Again, where the hell is the mainstream media reporting any of what I'm telling you right now? Now, at the same time that this zoologist joined the WHO, I would argue nothing more than a propaganda team, they call it an investigative team, he publicly lampooned the idea that the coronavirus pandemic origin may have been from a lab leak. Why would he make up this? Why would he dismiss it? I'll tell you exactly why, because he needed the money to keep flowing. Daszak emphasized that the Wuhan lab doesn't have, quote, live or dead bats on the premises. He went on to say this is a widely circulated conspiracy theory, quote unquote. That's what he tweeted in December 2020. Quote, this piece describes work I'm the lead on, and labs I've collaborated with for over 15 years. Quote, they do not, all caps, have live or dead bats in them. There is no evidence anywhere that this happened. It's an error that I hope will be corrected. He tweeted out December the 10th, 2020. In a since-deleted tweet from December 2020, Peter Daszak reiterated that no live bats were sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That email has now disappeared. Quote, his tweet back then that he's deleted read, no bats, all caps, were sent to Wuhan Lab for genetic analysis of viruses collected in the field. That's now how this science works. We collect bat samples, send them to the lab. We release bats where we catch them. Release, all caps. What happened? Well, he lied. That's what it looks like. National Review shared reports from Taiwan News, which claimed the Wuhan Institute of Virology reportedly filed patents for bat cages. Let me say that again. National Review has just shared from Taiwan News that they claim the Wuhan Institute of Virology reportedly filed for patents for bat cages. There is also another report from the Daily Caller referring to an alleged archived version of the Chinese Academy of Science website claiming that the Wuhan facility has, quote, 126 cages for Japanese white rabbits, 340 cages for SD and Y-star rats, inbred strains, closed groups, mutant strains, and genetically engineered mice. There are 3,268 cages, 12 ferrets, 12 bats, and two species of cotton bollworm and beet armyworm, totaling 52 strains. This is, they say, coming from the Wuhan Institute of Virology's reportedly filed patents for the badges and an archived version of the Chinese Academy of Science website, claiming that the Wuhan facility has everything that I just told you. And nobody in the Biden administration seems to give a damn. Ask yourself the question, why? Now, let me go back to something else. Mike Pompeo did an interview this week where he was asked about the bats. He was asked about the Wuhan lab. He was asked about the wet market. Now, this is a guy that was Secretary of State. This is a guy that knows what's going on. This is a guy that had a lot of intel when coronavirus was exploding. And he looked at Chris Wallace on Fox this weekend and made it abundantly clear. He has no doubt at all about the origins of COVID-19. And he doesn't believe what the World Health Organization is saying. And he doesn't believe the wet market BS story either.
We put real pressure on the Chinese Communist Party, and we got very close to being able to make a laydown case for what actually happened and how this virus came to kill millions of people around the world and destroy billions of dollars in wealth. We know enough now. The cover-up continues, and it's time for accountability.
So just to button this up, and I want to ask you about one more question. Do you believe that the virus came from a lab leak from the Wuhan Institute?
I do.
Those are the words of former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Quote, do you believe that the virus came from the lab leak from the Wuhan Institute? I do. By the way, this is just normal now. This is not like the new normal theory is that they lied to us, that the WHO helped them sell that lie, that the WHO was doing everything they could to help cover up for China. I'm just curious here. When's Nancy Pelosi going to ask for a full-blown investigation? When is Joe Biden going to ask for a full-blown investigation into any of this? I'm waiting. I want to know when that investigation is going to move forward. Because if you know that not only did the Chinese communist government infiltrate the WHO, why are we giving them millions and millions and millions of dollars? Remember, we stopped giving them money under Donald Trump. And then what happened? Oh, as soon as Joe Biden got back in there, he's like, here, WHO take all of our money and then lie to us in the world and cost people their lives. We're fine with it. Here's the money, because we're going to go and do the opposite of everything Donald Trump did, regardless of what the facts say, regardless of what you tell us. This is insane that we're even sitting here having a conversation now about a wet market. We have video now that says, yes, they lied to us. And everybody knows that they lied to us. And still, this administration's like, nope, we're going to keep working with the Chinese government. We're going to keep working with the World Health Organization. We're going to keep turning a blind eye to what cost millions of people in the world their lives and 600,000 plus in the United States of America. Why? Why is it that China has this much power over us? Now, let me go back to this video. This newly unearthed video was reportedly recorded by the Chinese Academy of Sciences. In fact, the Chinese Academy of Sciences released the video to mark the launch of the Wuhan Institute of Virology in May of 2017. The voice in the alleged video speaks about the security precautions that are in place if, quote, an accident occurs, and reveals that there has been, quote, intense clashes with the French government during the construction of the laboratory. So the French were like raising a red flag back in 2016-17 going, don't do this. This is a bad idea. The animal room and P4 facility can handle a variety of species, including primate work with SARS-CoV-2, the video states. This video is from 2017. This video, recorded by the Chinese Academy of Science, released the video to mark the launch of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You're telling me the Biden administration couldn't find this crap? The video also shows hundreds of mice cages at the Wuhan lab. The expose of the Wuhan lab from Vanity Fair also claimed that the Chinese military, quote, engineered mice with humanized lungs to test viruses on them in 2019. Only months before the coronavirus pandemic erupted, which would make sense why they were screwing around with COVID-19. The bombshell report by Vanity Fair, reporters said that researchers with the Chinese military studied the humanized lungs to elevate their subspecies ability to SARS-CoV-2. They said they wanted to see if the mice were susceptible and how much the mice were susceptible to SARS with humanized lungs. This is like science gone to hell. Now, during the G7 summit, I want you to remember how much the World Health Organization has lied. At the G7 summit, with the top leaders in the world, the head of the World Health Organization, who's clearly been compromised by the Chinese Communist Party, said that, quote, the lab leak theory should not be ruled out, because even they know the House of Cards is falling. When the WHO director, General Tedros, was asked about the possibility of a lab leak as the origin of the coronavirus pandemic, he responded, every hypothesis should be open. Even he is not dumb enough to think that they can cover it up anymore. He also added that China had not cooperated fully. Well, that's obvious. No crap. And added that Beijing should provide more transparency and cooperation to help discover the origins of the virus out of respect for the dead. You think China gives a crap about the dead? No. Now, whether this was released accidentally or on purpose, we don't know. What I do know is China doesn't value life. What I suspect is they were doing this research and it got out accidentally, because the first people that were actually treated for COVID-19 were the people working in the lab. They were at the hospital fighting for their lives. My guess is they didn't infect themselves on purpose. It was probably an accident. Probably. But once China knew that this had gotten out to the world, what should have clearly happened then is pretty obvious. They should have warned the world. They didn't. And they didn't warn the world on purpose. They deliberately chose not to warn the world. They wanted the rest of the world to fall. If they were going to fall, so was everyone else. If they were going to take a financial hit, so was everyone else. If their people were going to die, so were everybody else's people, because they don't care about life. They don't care about human life. Hell, they didn't even care about their own country. They didn't care how many people died. They just lied about it. They had body bags laying in the streets in Wuhan. They didn't care. I want to switch gears to another major news story real quick that needs to be on your radar screen. And it's one that you need to watch closely. And it's one, depending on where you live, you might need to want to think about actually doing this. We are seeing crime get out of control everywhere. From Baltimore to Detroit to L.A. to New Orleans to Memphis. Atlanta. The list, Detroit, the list continues to grow. Minneapolis, St. Paul, the list goes to New York City, New Jersey. It's everywhere. That is anywhere where Democrats are in control and they're in this let's defund the police BS movement. Baltimore businesses have finally had enough and they're coming together threatening to withhold tax payments amid violence and lawlessness. And they're saying, look, we now realize that nothing will change unless we demand action, which means we withhold our money and put it in escrow in an account. Because you guys are not giving us what you have to give us for our money, which is essential services, which includes law and order. The list of businesses is growing since the news broke. At first, there were 36 businesses. I'm now being told that this is more than 100 businesses in the Baltimore area. In Fells Point, these Baltimore Fells Point businesses are now threatening to withhold their tax and permit payments amid the chaos and the lawlessness. They say they have no other choice. This has been going on for far too long, and it's getting worse. The coalition of businesses actually sent a letter, and now it's exploded to officials. This past week, including the mayor, the council president, the police commissioner, and the state attorney general, complaining about illegal alcohol and drug sales, public drinking, poor trash pickup, parking enforcement, lack of, and other major problems, including death. They called for Baltimore officials to restore what they refer to as, quote, basic and essential municipal services. We are fed up and frustrated, and we now realize that nothing will change unless we demand action, the letter states. The demands come days after three people were shot in the historic waterfront neighborhood known for its vibrant nightlife. Now, this is happening more and more and more because, right, Baltimore's a defund the police city. Economists and other Baltimore businesses say that if they don't do something now, all their businesses will go under eventually because no one will want to be there or shop there. What is happening in our front yards, the chaos, the lawlessness that escalated this past weekend into another night of tragic, unspeakable gun violence has been going on for far too long, the letter states. If the city doesn't respond, business owners say they have no choice but to withhold tax and permit payments, placing those funds into an escrow account. The letter describes how brazen the offenders are, scaring off potential customers. According to the Baltimore Sun, which has been putting this on the front page, which has helped it build steam among the business community, the group said drug dealing, prostitution, illegal alcohol sales, and violence is plaguing the area. These are not concealed. Clandestine operations by sophisticated gangs with suppliers and lookouts. They say these are brazen individuals who conduct their business in plain sight because they know Baltimore City will do nothing to prevent or punish them. The letter goes on to state this hurts the family fabric and tourist value of the community. Fells Point, we want to hear from you. Join your local representatives for a virtual town hall meeting tomorrow, 7 o'clock, for an open dialogue on ideas, comments, and concerns regarding the neighborhood. Hope to see you. That was tweeted out by the mayor because he realizes, well, geez, we need the money. You guys don't pay us. We don't have any money. So all of a sudden, the mayor jumps on board. It's like, hey, we'll give you a town hall. Jump on board with us. We want to hear from you. Yeah, now the mayor, Brandon Scott, this is what it took for the mayor to actually do his damn job. Take note, folks. When you organize and fight back with your tax dollars, it's amazing what you can get done very quickly. The mayor, Brandon Scott, has ordered now police, public works, and the transportation officials to address the issues. That's what the mayor's spokesman, Cal Harris, said in a statement. Now, remember, before they organize and threaten to withhold their tax dollars and put them in escrow and stop paying their business fees and put it in escrow, No one gave a crap about their community. Now look what's happening. New statement has come out saying, quote, the mayor is working tirelessly to hold people committing violence accountable, remove violent offenders from our streets, and identify illegal firearm trafficking so Baltimore residents can enjoy a night out without fear of endangerment, Harris said in a statement. Now, let me explain to you why just a couple of small businesses were able to pull off what they're pulling off right now. And this is a story of we the people. The reason why the mayor has ordered police and public works and transportation to address this issue is because he understands that if this group actually does this, others are going to follow suit. They understand that this is a threat to their power if you cut off the purse, the strings, the money, the cash flow. You get what I'm saying. That is exactly why you see a mayor responding. This little group of small businesses, they don't want it to get out of control. They don't want it to inspire others. They don't want it to inspire the entire city. Right, at all costs, they'll make this go away. They can fix this problem, and they're going to fix this problem in this one neighborhood. Now, they may divert resources from another community to get it done. They don't care. Right, they may go out and totally divert funds from another community. They are fine with that because this is something they realize could spiral out of control very quickly, and they don't want that to happen. They need this to be fixed very quickly. They need this to be put in the rearview mirror very quickly. Imagine if 200 businesses, hell, imagine if 300 businesses, imagine if 400 businesses, imagine if 1,000 businesses all at the same time in any city in America did what 20 people decided to do in Baltimore. Can you imagine what that looks like? Can you imagine what happens under that scenario? Just miss one payment, hold it for a month. Right? While the threats come in, you're going to win. And they're going to lose. Now, I'll give credit to this mayor up there in Baltimore. He's very, very smart. He realizes what threat this is to the community. And I'm talking about his power, his control. And so he said, police, go over there and get it safe, which is clearly proof they weren't doing enough before. And they're admitting they weren't doing enough before. Hey, let's have a town hall, listen to these people and figure out what the hell they want. Let's do it quickly. Again, another example of proof that they knew what the hell was happening and they were doing nothing to stop it. He who yells the loudest wins, but he who holds money really wins. You watch, in this community, they're going to get under control. They're going to get under control very quickly. Now, I have no idea what's going to happen moving forward in the rest of these towns, these little neighborhoods within Baltimore. But if they're smart, they all start doing the same thing. This is how we win. This is how we fight back. I give so much credit to these brave business owners who were obviously going out on a limb here. They were going out on a limb. But they said, we've had enough and we have no choice. We've had enough and we have to fight back. Let me just, I say it. When other people take risks like this and it works, we should all be looking at doing the exact same thing. All right, lastly, don't forget about our podcast. Make sure that you share this podcast with your family and friends. When you listen, please hit the share button and help us grow. As you know, big tech has shut us down. They have silenced us. So please, please, please help us as much as you can by sharing this podcast. I'll see you back here tomorrow.